towards Helmsdale. Just before reaching Golspie, the train follows the coastline of the Fleet Estuary. This shallow, sandy estuary and the pine woods on its shore are a national nature reserve and a great place to see wildlife at any time of year. Seals and wading birds can regularly be seen here, and if you're lucky, you might catch sight of an osprey fishing in these shallow waters. But it's not just in the reserve that you can see wildlife. The coast between here and Helmsdale is a good place to see seabirds, seals and otters, or to just enjoy the sea crashing against the rocks in stormy weather. A few small boats make use of the sheltered harbours along this coast, mainly fishing for pleasure and the sheer enjoyment of spending time out on the water. Paul and Mitchell McRae often spend time out in their wee boat fishing, and they know this coast and its wildlife well.
This is Golspie Pier, and I'm here with Mitchell McRae and Paul, his dad. You've got a fishing boat. How often do you go out?
We go out every day, usually with when he's off school in summertime and that, just to fish about and have a couple of creels out, just to get something to do.
What do you actually catch?
Catch lobsters and mackerel and things, and so we have a feast now and again.
What all do you see in the way of wildlife out there?
Oh, you get wildlife here, yes, the seabirds and that, and the gannets, when it's northerly wind, usually you can see them swooping down and diving into the ocean and that. It's quite nice to see, but daunting if you're getting too close to you. Once have you ever seen a whale? That was when I was fishing commercially in a big boat when we came out of Helmsdale. We were just anchored, waiting for the evening to come in, and there was one came round the boat and scraped under the underside of the boat and that. But there's not a great deal, but the last while we've been seeing some basking sharks, which are not known on this coast very often, but they do occasionally come here, but usually it's mainly the west coast. They're in two different ones because they were a good distance away from each other. So there was one that was right close up to the boat. Maybe the size of the boat, I would say, was 17 feet or so.
And did you see the basking sharks too?
Yeah. It was really nice to see because they were coming right beside the boat and you could probably touch their dorsal fin.
So it was quite nice. Really, not an experience you'd often get to do.
You know, there's a great poem by Norman McCaig called Basking Shark, which tells of his all-too-close encounter with one of these huge fishes. To stub an oar on a rock where none should be, to have it rise with a slounge out of the sea, is a thing that happened once, too often, to me. But not too often, though enough, I count as gain that once I met on a sea tin-tacked with rain, that room-sized monster with a matchbox brain. He displaced more than water. He shuggled me centuries back, this decadent townie shook on a wrong branch of his family tree. Swish up the dirt, and when it settles, a spring is all the clearer. I saw me in one fling emerging from the slime of everything. So who's the monster? The thought made me grow pale for 20 seconds while sail after sail the tall fin slid away and then the tail. Now that must have been scary. But not all poetry is so atmospheric or personal. Some just reflects the ways of places, like this Gaelic poem, which is also about this area.
Balagúich bóioch dornach na gáist. Skipel na Núlans bil in Aran Chork, Erapul na Culliacan, Dún Robin na Chal, Gelspín na Slican Dú, Struim Muia Avar. And that means beautiful tain, Dornach of Starvation, Skibo of the Apples and Bill of the Oatcakes, Embo of the Cockles, Dún Robin of the Cabbage, Golspie of the Mussels, and Dramui of the Cream. So there you have in a nutshell why each of those different places in that part of the country were famous.